Your Bard, a play written by Phil Johnson for Penistone FM.
This play is based on a true event that happened in the Plough Hotel in Lancaster in the 70s. Remember those days when pubs weren't allowed to stay open all hours and landlords could decide what time to open and what time to close? And different pubs would have different times. And this is what happened one day in the Plough Hotel. Ah, well, Roy, I think I'll have another.
What? Come again? Did you say you want another?
Yes, I said I think I'll have another.
Are you sure? Well, I'm gobsmacked, Eric. You're pushing the boat out tonight, eh? All righto. Same again, yes?
Oh, yes, yes.
Right, here we go. Another pint coming up.
Well, as a first for everything.
Aye, indeed. But let me get this straight. You want a second pint, right? After 10 years of entering my pub and having just the one, you are, for the first time, going to have a second pint, right? Well, I've got to ask why. What's brought about such a dramatic change in your drinking routine? How do you account for it?
Well, Roy, after that pint, I just have to say that your beer is top-notch tonight. Perfect. I simply must have another. I can't think when I've had a bit of pint.
Hold on. What did you just say?
Just that I thought tonight your beer is out of this world. Perfect. Well worth a second pint.
In that case, consider yourself barred.
Barred? Barred? What do you mean, barred? I don't get it.
Yeah. You don't get it either. No second pint. No pint from now on, in fact. From now on, just consider yourself barred. Do not come through that door again. Well, as long as I'm landlord.
Well, you can't. What have I done wrong? What have I done to merit barring? You can't bar me.
Oh, yes, I can. It's my house. I'm the name over the door, the licensee. I've every right to say who, or more importantly, and certainly in your case, who does not come into this pub. My name guarantees the licence and authorities that I keep a proper house. No trouble.
Trouble? I've only been here half an hour. My behaviour has been, well, nothing to cause offence. I haven't been rowdy. Used offensive language. Oh, come on, Roy, you're having a laugh.
Am I? Well, let's just think. It's not what you've actually done, Eric, that's upset me. Believe me, I've had to deal with more physical challenges in this business than you could ever offer. You are mildness personified. Flies flock to your corner of the bar knowing there'll be no danger of being hurt. But let me just remind you of what you said just now. I can't think when I've had a bit of pint.
Well, it's true. It is.
Meaning?
What I said.
So, tonight, my beer is exceptional. Beyond comparison with any other beer on any other night. Well worth a second helping. In my pub. Of which, may I remind you, I am the licensee.
Yeah, well, I get that. The point's somewhat laboured, but I was only expressing my thoughts.
Maybe. But no, what you said, what you implied, was that for the however many years you've been coming in here for your one pint nightly, you've accepted my beer. Until tonight, that is. When you declared my beer is top-notch. When you decided to break with your tradition and have another pint and then say how good it is. To me, you're saying my beer has been just all right. Until tonight, it's been okay. All right. Well, all right. Right enough, at least, to keep you coming back every night for your one evening pint.
Oh, come on, Roy. Perhaps it's me. My biorhythms, they're just lined up. That could be it. They're all lined up. I ought to buy a lottery ticket. Perhaps I had a great day at work. The weather, it's not the beer quality that's the issue. It's all down to me.
But it is the beer, or rather your opinion of it, that hurts. You are barred.
But I'm a regular.
No longer a regular, I'm pleased to say.
Well, I'm shocked to say the least. Okay, let this be your loss. From now on, I'll take my after-work pint elsewhere.
My loss? My loss? One pint? The loss of one pint? Well, I think my business will stand that. And which hostelry will in future reap the benefit of your custom?
The Rising Sun. Next door. I usually pop in.
When?
After I leave here.
What? Every night?
Yes. Usually have a couple in there, sometimes a bit of food. Oh, and Thursday's quiz night, so I can stay for that. Yes, Steve runs a good pub.
Well, if Steve runs such a good pub, why do you come in here?
Well, it's Andy.
Andy? What do you mean it's handy?
Well, I only work around the corner, and I'm always ready for a pint after work.
So all these years you've been coming here, you just have one pint which you make last 30 minutes? Why don't you just go straight to Rising Sun from work?
Well, he opens 30 minutes after you. God, look at the time. I shan't need that second pint anyway. Steve's open. Good night, Roy.
Aye, good night, Eric. See you tomorrow. What am I saying?
You've got a short memory. You won't see me tomorrow. I'm barred, remember?
Yeah. Old habits die hard, don't they? Your Bard was written by Phil Johnson for Penison FM and starred Phil Johnson and Steve Dobson. Produced by Steve Dobson for Penison FM.